Alrighty, Story County Board of County Commission meeting will reconvene now. Next up on our agenda is item number 33, discussion of possible action. In consideration whether to terminate the contract with Battleborne Consulting Services, LLC, to act as the Story County Community Development Director. Mr. Loomis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. The county has a contract with Battleborne Services, LLC, to provide leadership and reorganization of the Community Development Department. That contract is terminable at will upon 30 days written notice by one party to the other, or either party. At this point, at this time, those services are not being provided, and it looks like Battleborne has done a pretty good job of reorganizing the department to the point where the services may not be needed any further. So the question for the board right now is whether or not it's time to terminate that contract.
All right. Thank you. All right. Jay, do you have any questions or concerns on this item?
I do. Is there somebody that's taken this place, Keith, or is that going to be vacant?
I think at this point that it's going to remain vacant because the department has been reorganized to such an extent that it's kind of self-operating.
Okay.
That's my understanding at this point. Now, that's not a done deal, and I'm not in charge of that.
Is Martin not filling in?
He is filling in.
Okay. So it isn't vacant?
No. He's the temporary acting director of the Community Development Department.
He's really wearing multiple hats.
Okay.
Department heads are pretty good at wearing multiple hats.
So is that the intention, that Martin's going to take his place?
Well, again, I'm going to ask probably Pat.
That's to be determined. That'll probably be determined mostly by Austin, I would think. But it'll go through, if it is, it'll go through the normal processes of posting, probably internally and externally. So I would say TBD on that.
Okay.
Lance, do you have any concerns or questions on this item?
I don't have concerns or questions, no, sir.
All right. And my conversation with everybody is that, it looks like everything has, been reorganized since the retirement of Dean Haymore. A lot of people have been trained to a higher level than we had in the past, and it looks like all the bases are covered. So it looks like we're at a point now where we won't need the services of Battleborne Consulting any longer. Anyway, at that point, before we vote on this, we'll open up. Is there any public comment or discussion? Hearing none, looking to get a motion to approve this.
Hi, Lance Gilman. Move to terminate the contract with Battleborne Consulting Services, LLC, to act as the County Community Development Director.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
honestly, I've still got a few questions regarding that position, so we can either entertain that or I would not second that at this time.
Okay. Well, as everybody knows, I'm a fiscal conservative, and so we have to give 30 days notice, and so if we wait a couple more weeks or another month, we're going to continue to be paying on the contract. So I like to cut our losses short, so I'm going to second the motion. I have a motion and a second, so let's call for the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I think you should call for no votes for the record.
Oh, you're probably right. Yeah, all those opposed. I'm sorry, Jay.
That would mean no.
Yeah. So, clerk will note that if you come on to vote it, no. All righty. We'll move along now to item number 34, discussion on possible action. Consideration of appointment of Pat Wooden, ex officio public guardian in a temporary capacity.
That's right. He'll be working for those last 40 days while he is still in office As I mentioned in number 31, Ann Langer, district attorney, that during the course of time in that particular criminal case, it came to light that when we thought we had a public guardian, in fact, we do not. We used to. Basically, what I found out was that in 2011, we had a contract with Carson City, which we are allowed to do, to have a public guardian that's in your same jurisdiction, First Judicial District. So the Board of Supervisors and the Board of County Commissioners from Carson and Story County entered into an interlocal agreement on a year-to-year basis to that Story County would receive the benefit of the services of the public guardian for a fee. Then somewhere along the line in 2014, there was a flat fee that was going to be entered into when Bill Maddox was the DA for an amount of $25,000. What we found in Story County over the years is that you might have a group of guardianships, you know, 5 to 6 people that need a guardian to help them with day-to-day living expenses and just general services. And then all of a sudden you have none. So by the time I became the DA, we thought we had a public guardian that we'd ask a couple questions on, and then come to find out when this new case came to light, we do not. And the 2014 agreement was never entered into. So virtually what we found out was the first thing we needed to do by statute is this plan today is to appoint a temporary guardian until we can get the paperwork done for the interlocutory agreement between Carson City and Story County. So we're and that person can either be an appointed person or an elected person. So in this particular case, we'd ask that Pat be the ex officio guardian until we're able to get both boards to see if you would enter into a interlocutory agreement with Carson City for the public guardian services out of Carson City.
So could we potentially be paying for a guardian that has no clients, per se, if we were to team up with Carson City?
I've been working on this. So the thing probably that made it fall apart in 2014 is this $25,000 flat fee. So what we're looking at, I've been talking to the DA's office because they're doing the legal for the public guardian now in Carson City, is to get a hourly rate so we won't be paying for a guardianship if we don't have anybody. But we have to have a public guardian by statute. So therefore, we need that. But instead of having a flat fee when we might not have anyone, it will be an hourly basis, so the fees would only come into being if we do have somebody that needs the guardianship services. So that is basically the agreement, the interlocutory agreement that we're working on right now, and that would be presented more likely not a flat fee like it was, but a hourly fee for the use of the public guardian in Carson City.
And so does the public guardian have to be a county official?
The public guardian does not. It can be. So the person that could be the public guardian in Story County can be somebody that's appointed or somebody that's an elected official. With the fact, and I appreciate the fact that Pat has raised his hand and is going to be the temporary public guardian here. But that is what had been in place for years, is that by statute, you are able to, if you're in the same judicial district, use the public guardian services of somebody in your same jurisdiction. So Carson City has a full-time public guardian. So they know what they're doing. They do a lot of it. And that is why we had always worked out with us before, probably until the fees got so exorbitant that we just didn't have that many people. But to have an experienced public guardian, and then the district attorney's office, Story County will work with Carson City to provide the legal services when those come into play. But the actual guardianship services are separate and distinct from anybody's job here. So that's what we'll be bringing to you next. But today, we just want to make sure that we are following the law and would ask that we appoint a temporary public guardian.
Okay. Commissioners, have any questions for Ed? Mr. Gallagher, did we budget this for the next fiscal year if we ended up having to fund a public guardianship?
News to me.
Okay.
Just brand new item.
And just to let you know, this just came up within the last Friday before last.
It's okay. I think there's adequate funds in the district attorney's professional services budget. We could always siphon those off for this.
We've got, there's we'll make it work.
No question. Any public comment regarding? Mr. Ayers.
Get out of your way. Steve Ayer, local resident, what exactly does this position do? And why is it that it's all of a sudden required now, and you've only had one in the last, what did you say, 20 years, 30 years?
To answer your question, but it's always been required. We just haven't had one.
Right. Well, I know how that works up here, so. And that's why I'm wondering, why now? What's the deal?
Well, that's what happened is that it came to light during this case that we didn't have one. So we haven't needed a public guardian for the last 5 years because no one needed the services of the public guardian. So virtually what happened was an individual filled out the paperwork for the public guardian. We went to call the public guardian to figure so they could come in and handle this. And then we find out that the person that was actually, we thought was the public guardian, was not. So we were under the false belief that we had a public guardian. So by statute, you need one. And it came to light now because this is the first time that people filled out the paperwork for an individual that needs the services.
Okay. But my question is, what do they do? Why do we need to have one?
By statute.
Okay. Well, so, I get that, but what do they do?
Well, they provide services to people that, you know, almost like a conservatorship, where people that can't take care of themselves anymore, like paying their bills or don't have adequate housing, might have to get into assisted living. So they actually help people that don't have other people in their family. It's on the, again, I hate to, because our office is the public administrator, right? So that happens, the public administrator that goes through our office, when they don't have heirs and they die and they have an estate, the district attorney's office handles that by statute that was put into effect in 2011. This is the other side of it. There are people that are living that don't have people in their family to help them out, and so there is the public guardian that is their job to help these people out on that, like, a day-to-day basis, monthly basis. So that's virtually what you have when you have no one else in life that's going to be able to watch out for you. And by statute, the guardian, public guardian, does.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like it's extremely necessary now, especially since all of our people here have been getting older. So,
well, I'm glad we caught it when we have one person and that we're able to fix it without a lot of... Well, I'm just glad we're fixing it because we thought we had one. It's not like we didn't think we had one. We thought we did, but in fact, we don't.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a program that more seniors would use if they knew it was around.
Well,
I've never even heard of that before. It's like, wow, that's an awesome place to be able to send people that really need that kind of help. I don't know that anybody knows that that's there. So,
well, that's why I'm here to talk about it.
Okay, it sounds like a great idea.
Thanks, Steve. Any other public comment? Hearing none, we can go ahead and get a motion to appoint Pat Whitten.
I, Lance Gilman, move to appoint Pat Whitten as the temporary public guardian for Story County.
Motion, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Moving a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 35. Discussion and possible action, special use permit 2019-019 is a request to allow for the construction of a wireless communication facilities, including towers, equipment, shelters, and other associated equipment for up to a maximum of 200 feet in height. Ms. Canfield.
Good afternoon, Kathy Canfield for the record. This is a request to construct new communication towers. Story County is the applicant, and this is on property that's owned by Story County. We acquired this in January 2018. For those of you that were at the USA Parkway grand opening, this location is located just above where that parking lot area was that they had that. It's located at the county line between Story and Lyon County. It's on a 40-acre site, and it's zoned forestry. And the special use permit's required because of the forestry zoning and because the height is over 45 feet. At this time, only the Story County Tower is being proposed, but this permit includes other communication towers because there has been some talk about that. And by approving it now with these parameters, this would allow another tower to come in the future, and the processing for that would be quicker at that time. Right now, Story County is looking at that tower along with NDOT and the Highway Patrol putting equipment on that. There's been discussions with Lyon County to also be included on that, but those discussions are ongoing, so that's not proposed at this time. We didn't receive any responses from our noticing that went on. Staff is recommending approval, and the Planning Commission also voted 6-0 recommending approval. We had one person that was absent at the meeting. Mike Northam is here for Public Works. He has got, if you have questions about the design of the tower, I believe he can probably answer those.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. Commissioners, have any questions for Kathy?
No question.
No. Any public comment regarding this tower? You guys are in agreement. I'll ask you to read the findings of fact for a motion for approval.
Agreed.
This approval is for special use permit 2019-019 to allow for the construction of a wireless communication facilities, including towers, equipment, shelters, and other associated equipment up to the maximum of 200 feet in height. The project site is located within forestry zoning on APN 004-17124. Special use permit is required for the land use of the wireless communication facilities within the forestry zone land and additional height beyond 45 feet. The subject property is northeast of the Story Lyon County boundary along State Route 439, which is USA Parkway, located at 8665 USA Parkway, McCarran area of Story County, Nevada, and having assessor's parcel number 004-17124. The special use permit conforms to the 2016 Story County Master Plan for the transition from resources to industrial designated area in which the subject property is located. A discussion supporting this finding for the special use permit is provided in Section 2.D of the staff report, and the contents thereof are cited in an approval of this special use permit. Special use permit complies with the general purpose, goals, objectives, and standards of the county master plan, the zoning ordinance, and any other plan, program, map, or ordinance adopted or under consideration pursuant to the official notice by the county. The proposed location, size, height, operations, and other significant features will be compatible with and will not cause substantial negative impact on adjacent land uses or will perform a function or provide a service that is essential to the surrounding land uses, community, and neighborhood. The special use permit will result in no substantial or undue adverse effect on the adjacent property, the character of the neighborhood, traffic conditions, parking, public improvements, public sites or right-of-way, or other matters affecting the public health, safety, and general welfare, either as they now exist or as they may in the future be developed as a result of the implementation of the provisions and policies of the county master plan, this title, and any other plans, program, map, or ordinance adopted or under consideration pursuant to an official notice by the county or other governmental agency having jurisdiction to guide growth and development. The proposed use in the proposed area will be adequately served by and will impose no undue burden on any of the improvements, facilities, utilities, or services provided by the county or other governmental agencies having jurisdiction in the county. The special use permit with the recommended conditions of approval complies with the requirements of chapters 17.03.150 special use permit, 17.12 general provisions, and 17.32 forestry zone.
Thank you, Kathy. All right. I get a motion to approve.
In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, the findings of fact under Section 3.A of this report and other findings deemed appropriate by the County Board of Commissioners, and in compliance with the conditions of approval, I, Lance Gilman, move to approve Special Use Permit 2019-019 to allow for the construction of a wireless communications facility, including towers, equipment, shelter, and other associated equipment, up to a maximum of 200 feet in height. The project site is located within Forestry Zone on APN 004171-24. A special use permit is required for the land use of the wireless communication facilities within the Forestry Zone land and for the additional height beyond 45 feet. The subject property is northeast of the Story Lyon County boundary line along State Route 439 USA Parkway, located at 8665 USA Parkway, McCarran area of Story County, Nevada, and having assessor parcel number 004171-24.
Right. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
We've moved and second to approve Special Use Permit 2019-019. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We've continued item number 36. Brings us to the almost to the conclusion here. Public comment? A public comment?
Mr. Chairman, if I may. Chief Deputy District Attorney Loomis is checking a procedural issue on item 39. Also, Vice Chairman Gilman, myself, and a couple of others have a legislative issue, so we respectfully ask for a recess until we move to the closed session. We don't know if we want to adjourn yet.
Okay, well, I was asking for public comment first.
So. I thought you'd gotten that. I'm sorry.
I hadn't gotten this yet.
I apologize.
I didn't get any response yet. But I was going to, under public comment, I was going to announce that I understand that Sharky's Casino in Gardnerville is bringing back boxing to Douglas County. And I was going to see if I could secure tickets for all of us to attend the next Douglas County Board of County Commissioners meeting. So, all of that. We're just going to recess.
Yes, please.
At this time, we will recess the this meeting. And we're going to be going into closed session. So this meeting is concluded for the audience.